the last time we spoke, you were just getting this play ready for its debut. And since you've been pretty busy. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we put the play up once back in October, and then we took it down and revised the script and did some other technical and design revisions after the first run with the audience. We got a sense of the audience's feedback, got an understanding of some things that didn't work quite as well as we thought they would, and some other things that worked better than we thought they would. And it gave us a chance to revise and rebuild the play, which we did, and then remounted it in November, and then traveled it to BB, Arkansas, for the Arkansas Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival that was held there, where we won top honors. We got the Respondent's Choice Award and the Director's Choice Award. And with those awards comes a nomination for the regional festival. And then we not only were nominated, we were eventually selected as one of the six participating shows for the regional festival for our six-state region.
Wow.
Which encompasses Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Missouri, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And so out of 125 productions this year that were entered with colleges in those six states, we were one of six selected for the regional festival. And so now we're putting the play back up here in Fort Smith with more revisions on February 18th in preparation for our traveling to Amarillo, Texas on February 22nd to perform there for the regional festival.
Excellent. So you really have been busy. So reworking it. So if somebody saw this here in Fort Smith in the fall and they came back, would it be entirely different, or there will be subtle differences?
Well, it also depends on which version of it they saw in the fall.
True.
If they saw it the first time, it's the same story, but there are a lot of new things, a lot of new wrinkles, a lot more clarity, I think, to the story. And we put in some jokes we think that work a little better than some of the older jokes that didn't get as much response from the audience. Mostly it's about simplifying it and making it more accessible to the audience. We've upped the physical component a little bit for people that are familiar with our work. It has a high circus and dance sort of skill value. And because we've had more time on the piece now, being able to work on it over the winter break, we've been able to increase our skill as performers. And so we've been able to increase the difficulty of some of the physical acts a little bit, make them even more some people would say crazy. We prefer the word stunning.
But. Nice. Stunning is a good word. Now, have you enjoyed being able to go back and sort of rework some dialogue and some of the blocking and things like that? Or is it sort of like, dang it, I thought this was done? And
it's one of those shows, I think, that we could almost, a lot of us feel like we could do it for years and never really be tired of it. You know, there's some shows that come along you want to put in the bag and get on to the next thing. But this isn't really one of them. There's a component to it that is so uplifting to the audience and even to us as performers. And there's such a camaraderie and esprit de corps amongst the cast and crew. It feels like this is one of those shows we could conceivably, if we had to, do for a long time. And so the act of reworking it hasn't been anything but a joy, really. I mean, you know, there are definitely moments where I sit there and worry about the quality of my writing and whether I'm actually improving it or hurting it by changing things. But I think that comes with any artistic endeavor, but it's never felt like drudgery. It's always felt like we can't wait to get to the next rehearsal and try something new.
Now, this is actually part of a trilogy. So are you a little surprised that this one has gotten this sort of recognition as opposed to the other two?
Well, the first one and this one are about on par now. The original show in the trilogy also was a regional festival participating production.
Okay.
So it sort of didn't surprise us once we knew that we had a show that was this good that it made it to here. Now we're trying to take the sort of next step and see if we can't not only get a regional nomination but also a national nomination so we could take the show nationally. The second show was an experiment more than anything, and some parts of it didn't work as well as we had hoped, and so it wasn't really surprising to us at the time that it didn't end up as strong, because we sort of knew going in that we were taking a lot of risks with that show, and sometimes risks pay out and sometimes they don't.
Absolutely. So you guys will be going to Amarillo, Texas from February 23rd to the 26th to compete in this regional festival. Do you just perform the play once? Is that how that's set up?
Yes, exactly. We have 3.5 hours to take all of our set and lighting and costumes out of a 26-foot truck and get it set up and loaded into their space. And then we perform once and for the entire festival, which is about 1,300 people. And then we pack it all back in the truck and watch the other shows that week. And in addition to that, there are workshops. And we have response sessions with professionals in the industry who come in just to watch our show and then talk to us about it afterwards. So there's a lot of good education that goes on as well. But I think the most interesting part of festival for everybody is getting to watch the six shows.
Now, if you win this one or take top honors, then you can actually go to the national competition?
Right. The way it works is there are 8 regional festivals, so there are about 48 productions, all vying for 4 spots in the national festival. There's a national selection team that comes around to each regional festival, watches all the shows, and then ultimately has what I imagine is a very difficult task of choosing the best 4 shows, or at least the 4 shows they want to take to Washington, D.C. that year for the Kennedy Center.
Well, congratulations on your success so far, and best of luck at the competition.
Thank you very much.